In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, the two outstanding leaders of the early church and the principal patron saints of the city of Rome. In some ways, they are a study in contrast. Peter was a humble Galilean fisherman. Paul came from a rich family in Tarsus, a city in Asia Minor. They were Jews, but also Roman citizens, an indication of their wealth and social status. Peter probably received a simple village education, but Paul was a Pharisee, a member of the most highly educated sect of Jews, and was sent to study in Jerusalem with the famous rabbi Gamaliel. Peter was a deep but simple man, direct and impetuous. Paul was cunning, complex, and calculating. Peter was the intimate friend of Jesus, who was with him from the beginning of his ministry and was appointed by Jesus himself to be head of his church. Paul never knew Jesus in his lifetime. He became a persecutor of the early church and was even complicit in the murder of Saint Stephen, the first Christian martyr. But while they were very different men from very different backgrounds, they were united in their faith and in their love for Jesus Christ. Each of them had a profound encounter with Jesus after the resurrection. On the night before the crucifixion, Peter had denied Jesus three times in the courtyard of the house of Caiaphas, the high priest. And after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to Peter on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and asked him three times, "Do you love me?" Each time Peter answered yes with mounting anxiety, and Jesus told him, "Feed my sheep." It was through this dialogue that Jesus forgave Peter for his betrayal and confirmed him as leader of the apostles. St. Paul, as I said, was a persecutor of the early church, and we read in the Acts of the Apostles that he was on his way to Damascus to arrest the Christians there, when he was struck to the ground by a blinding light, and he heard a voice ask, "Why do you persecute me?" And he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice answered, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what to do." Both Peter and Paul were active in missionary work, Peter primarily among the Jews, and Paul among the Gentiles. Peter left Jerusalem to become the first bishop of Antioch, and then he went to Rome when Jews and Christians who had been expelled by the Emperor Claudius were allowed to return under Nero. Paul made three great missionary journeys through Greece and Asia Minor. When he returned to Jerusalem with a collection for the support of the church, he was accused of blasphemy by the Sanhedrin, the Jewish parliament. Since he was a Roman citizen, he exercised his right of appeal to the emperor, and so he was sent to Rome for the imperial court to determine his case. After 2 years of house arrest, Paul was set free to resume his missionary work, but Rome remained his base of operations. And so both Peter and Paul were in Rome when the great persecution broke out in the year 64. On the night of July 18th in that year, a great fire started in the poorer sections of the city of Rome and raged for 6 days, causing widespread death and destruction. Many historians believe the Emperor Nero ordered the fire to further his plans for rebuilding the city. But whatever the truth of that accusation, Nero himself falsely blamed the Christians for causing the fire and had as many of them as possible arrested and put to death. St. Peter was crucified in the Circus of Nero, which was on the west bank of the Tiber in the area now occupied by St. Peter's Square. Tradition says that he asked to be crucified upside down because he did not deem himself worthy to suffer the same death as our Lord. He was then buried in the adjoining cemetery, and eventually St. Peter's Basilica was built over the site of his tomb. And if you go to Rome today, you can visit the excavations under the basilica and see the ancient cemetery and the tomb of St. Peter, and learn the fascinating history of the Basilica. St. Paul, since he was a Roman citizen, could not be killed like a common criminal. Instead, he was led outside the city to a marshland on the road to Ostia, and there he was beheaded. It is said that his head bounced 3 times on the ground, and at each bounce, a spring of water rose up. And so the place was called Tre Fontane, 3 fountains. It is now a Trappist monastery, and in the sanctuary of the chapel of St. Paul, you can still see the flowing waters of the 3 fountains. Paul's body was taken by a wealthy widow and buried in her family cemetery nearby, the present site of St. Paul's Basilica. In life and death, and in the memory of the Roman people, Saints Peter and Paul are united and are commemorated together in the liturgy of the church. There are many monuments to them throughout the city, but perhaps the most touching, to my mind, is a small plaque next to a Japanese restaurant on the Via Ostiense, halfway between the Vatican and Tre Fontane. It shows Peter and Paul embracing for the last time as they each go to meet their deaths and to give their final witness to the love of Jesus Christ, the conqueror of sin and death, and the Lord of everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.